Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. We are rapidly accelerating towards Turkey Day in this nation. It is the 20th day of November 2006. We'll be live for the next 3 hours on this Monday edition. And we have a lot of really important news to cover. We'll also have open phones. High-level CIA, former CIA official, served as National Intelligence Officer and as Director of the CIA's Office of Regional and Political Analysis. He'll be joining us to talk about 9/11, the inside job. We first interviewed him, a few months ago when he went public. He'll be on to talk about 9/11 and his recent trip to Palestine inside the Palestinian Authority and what he witnessed there in the aftermath of the attack on Lebanon as well. So he's coming up. I almost ran off the road this morning. You know, every time I think that it can't get any crazier or more Orwellian or that Big Brother can't be more out in the open, I'm proven wrong. Now, as I heard it, I was shocked at first. And then I remembered, wait a minute, I saw this in the news 5, 6, 7 years ago. Mothers Against Drunk Driving wants every car in the United States fitted with a breathalyzer. And when you get in the car, it will automatically engage in an analysis of your emissions and, of course, report back via a cell phone GPS system that you're trying to drive while drinking. They're not mentioning that in the press releases, but as I accessed my memory, I remembered that Toyota, Mercedes-Benz, Honda, General Motors, they've all announced that there's not just going to be a breathalyzer in the car, there's going to be a package of surveillance devices. Now, we've written articles about this years ago. I've got Paul Watson working on a big one right now. I don't want to just report on the Mothers Against Drunk Driving. I want to give you the big picture. But what's more important is I was listening to one of the talk show hosts on a station that carries my broadcast, Sergeant Sam, who over the years has gone from being a libertarian. I mean, I listened to the guy 5 years ago. He sounded okay. To now sounding like a sheeple. And again, it's not attack of the body snatchers or the pod people. It's attack of the sheeple. And he was saying this is wonderful. Everyone needs to be forced to do this. The co-host said, well, but that's guilty until proven innocent. He said, fine, that's good. And there were police calling in going, yes, yes, make everyone do it. So I called in and told him he was un-American. He got pretty upset about it. But that's what, and there were these whiny women calling in. Well, I think if it saves someone, we should do anything to save them. Hey, lady, drunks kill, 40-something thousand people a year? That is a lot. But prescription drugs kill over 200,000. Malpractice kills over 300,000. But again, the media hasn't told you to be afraid of that or upset about that, so you don't care. By the way, half of the DWIs in Travis County are illegal aliens. In the Southwest, roughly half of them are, but there won't be any talk about stopping the real problem. Well, no. They're going to make us all be little slaves. So I'll break down what's really going on with this on the other side. And if any of you whiny people want to call in, you're welcome to. We'll be right back.
Cheer. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain. Salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments. Bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, it is the 20th day of November 2006. It is a Monday edition. We do have the high-level CIA officer, former CIA officer, joining us coming up in the next hour. Also, we will cover some of the new things that are happening with Iraq, Bush and his Iraq study group, coming out and saying exactly what we predicted they would say. That wasn't a very hard prediction to make. A lot of important information coming up on the broadcast. During the first segment, I mentioned the fact that Mothers Against Drunk Driving has come out with a new plan to force every car in the country, retroactively, you'll have to go pay to have it put in, to have a breathalyzer system built into it. And again, that's only part of a larger package of surveillance that all new cars will be equipped with. By the way, Mothers Against Drunk Driving is a complete front group. 6-7 years ago, we began covering out of industry publications the fact that infrared cameras will watch you in your car, live time, hooked into the police department. This is all official. GPS will track you down to 3 feet. Audio sensors will be in every car. And, yes, there will also be a breathalyzer. Actually, when you hear it's a new, quote, ignition lock breathalyzer, they're selling you the system by just covering that one aspect. Toyota, Mercedes-Benz, and others are actually putting in surveillance blisters that are little combo arrays with all of this in them. In fact, there was a big article on it, how wonderful it all is and how we all need it, about 5 years ago in the Houston Chronicle. I remember that story. And they had said that in the next 6 to 7 years they were going to put this in all the cars. Well, we're 5, 6 years later, and it's now beginning. But they can't just have the car companies announce that in a unified pattern, in a unified attack pattern, they're moving against this with the surveillance control tracking grid, taxation grid, control grid. No, no, no. They have to have their front group of a bunch of emotional people running around whining. And so Mothers Against Drunk Drivers is all over radio, all over TV, all over print, saying we need warrantless checkpoints everywhere, that we need all cars to have breathalyzers in them, and that basically America must out Orwell. Now, I'm not attacking Mothers Against Drunk Driving themselves. That is the individual members. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. But the leadership of it is clearly New World Order and is always pushing for globalist agendas that won't just kill people on the roads, but will kill this country. And they know exactly what they're doing at the upper levels. And if any of those individuals want to call into the show, they're welcome. You know, if you disagree with me on this subject, that's fine. But what really shocked me was to tune into local radio and hear the resident cop on the show named Sergeant Sam saying, this is wonderful, and anyone who's against it is basically un-American. He then tried to liken the surveillance system to seatbelts. Oh, well, everybody was against seatbelts, but we've got them now. And then I brought up the fact, well, first they had checkpoints. The police said, what do you have to hide? Now they're going to people's doors from Dallas to Tucson, Arizona, from Dallas, Texas to Tucson, Arizona. It's in the papers saying, hey, what do you have to hide? Let us search your house without a warrant. You know, when does it end? So it's pretty amazing. I want to go over these articles and let you know what it really means for society. I then brought up the fact that the Houston police chief wants cameras in every Houston home. That was in the Houston Chronicle a few months ago, remember? Again, that's it's like the police chief of Bergen County, New Jersey. They have a police chief in the county, over 2 million people in his county, saying, I'm going to force you to take a chip. I think you should be made to take a chip. See, that's how bizarre they are. Oh, we'll make you have a breathalyzer, guilty until proven innocent. We'll make you have cameras in your house. We'll make you take chips. And they get up on TV, they get up on radio, and act like they're normal and we're bad. We're normal and they're bad, ladies and gentlemen. That's the reality. People don't want cameras in their houses. I mean, should I have to even say that? So they're out there pushing the agenda that they're the majority and they're normal. No. But there are a lot of weak-minded people who tune into that, and they hear that, and they buy into it. By the way, I have a big article here with big newspapers across the country panicking that actual newspaper articles to be written in this country are going to be outsourced to India. Now, McDonald's and Burger King have announced, and they're doing this at stores all over the country now in pilot test, that when you go up to the window, it will be satellited over the phone lines, over the digital phone lines, to India. We always joked that they would outsource the fast food. Well, it's now happening. And you will actually talk to someone in India. Well, now, big papers coast to coast are outsourcing, and they're going to use Indian writers in India using, I guess, nom de guerre or pseudonyms. Folks, this is mainstream news today. And they're going to then, of course, write canned news and put it in your papers. You thought the newspapers were full of propaganda. And just to describe how my weird brain works, when I saw that story, a group of stories on it this morning, because it's now being announced, and obviously the press is going to report on it. They're reporting on it in horror. When I saw that, I thought of a story in the Statesman yesterday and another story in the Dallas Morning News, because it's all propaganda, how everyone loves the toll roads and how much money they're bringing to Texas, the Spanish-owned, foreign-owned toll roads. And I thought, go ahead, reporters. Go ahead and toe the line. You're not going to have jobs very soon. You see, go ahead and serve the globalist. Go ahead and serve them in globalization. I remember a few years ago, Dell computer workers, 4 or 5 years ago, who were Dellionaires, you know, they'd gotten in early on the company, so they had stock, and so they were worth $1 million or $600,000, and they'd say, oh, let them lay off the factory workers. Oh, I love globalism. Oh, let them lay people off at the factories. Well, now they've even laid off their management jobs, and they're freaking out, and they'll send me emails apologizing. And so just go ahead, enjoy your globalism. It's designed to destroy middle classes. It's designed to criminally consolidate wealth. It's designed to wreck our economies. So go ahead and cheerleader for it. You're just training your replacements right now. Enjoy. Have riots over PlayStation 3s. Go into deeper debt to buy your child the brainwashing box. Just again, don't listen to me. Take your mercury vaccines. Take all your prescription drugs. You know, let Google sit there and use the cameras and microphones on your computer to listen to you and watch you. Just wallow in it. Don't listen to me anymore. Just go along with it. Just enjoy. I'm in a dark mood today. There is certainly no doubting that. At the bottom of the hour, I'm about to get into details on the breathalyzers in every car, part of a larger surveillance package. But before I do that, at the bottom of the hour, it was a very successful venture for the 9/11 Truth Movement on Saturday night at 8 o'clock Central Prime Time on the Fox Government Propaganda Channel. And I couldn't go to New York because of family issues. Family matters I needed to take care of that I'd already committed to. And so we sent my radio producer, Kevin Smith. And he did a great job. In fact, now I know why Mancow was so hateful last Thursday on the broadcast with us, the host of the show, and why he kept attacking Kevin, because he couldn't get Kevin to blow up. I'd say Kevin did about a 95 score job, an A+. You have to understand, they taped for over an hour and a half. We're getting more and more frustrated, and so the 9 minutes they had Kevin on, which is actually pretty darn long, two segments, or a segment and a half to be precise, he did a wonderful job. So I want to play the clip later and then go over some of the tactics that Mancow used in the piece. And I'm not just here reporting on this because it's about InfoWars.com and what we're doing. I'm reporting on it because, for some reason, Kevin plugged PrisonPlanet.com, but they never allowed that to get out. I guess because it was too similar to Planet Mancow and his, probably a ripoff of our name. No, I'm just joking. But it illustrates media complicity, media propaganda, and just the lowbrow tactics they used. He said we were just trying to make money. He said we're liars. He tried to set us up against the firemen, like the firemen all think it's not an inside job and that we hate firemen if we believe it is an inside job. And they failed miserably. The firefighter then said that he didn't believe Kevin, that the founding fathers had said, don't trust your government. But overall, the firefighter looked like he was being won over to our side, from the dark side. So that's coming up. We're going to play some excerpts of the Mancow piece. Total, it was 13 minutes with his introductions and the rest of it and comments he made on other shows, but other Fox shows plugging it. But we're just going to play about 8 minutes or so coming up here in 13 minutes from now after the next break. After this break, the next segment, the next break. All right, we'll be right back. You can watch the video at JonesReport.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is November 20th, 2006. Gold opened at $623.60, and 1 ounce coins can be purchased for $643.62 and $324.66 for half ounce coins. That's $343.62 and $324.66. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government at interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your Liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We really do deserve the title of Land of the Cowards, Home of the Slaves. And if you want to set about getting back the title of Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, we need to fully rebuke people when they get up on radio and TV and in print and say, of course every car needs a breathalyzer. That will stop the drunk drivers. And they even have industry specialists out on TV and radio going, don't worry, it's not like the previous systems where a child can blow into the breathalyzer for their father. These are passive systems that weigh how much you weigh in the seat and then can tell if it's an adult and then there's an infrared camera watching, and if it senses something with its AI algorithm that tells it that it's not an adult, it will dial the police department that will then watch you over the video camera mounted in the dashboard. You cannot make stuff up like this, okay? When you hear them on TV and radios talking about it'll stop 40,000 deaths each year, it'll stop all this death if we just surveil everyone. Well, by that account, if we all just force everyone to mount cameras on their heads, that will stop crime. But we all know it won't. Besides, the government creates more crime and engages in more crime than all the low-level criminals combined, as our founding fathers told us. Who's going to watch the watchers? Now when the state police beat you up, they just edit the videotape. Now when government surveillance cameras in a downtown city show cops beating people, they just don't release the video. Or they release it and say, so what? What you going to do about it? Imagine in the land of the free, home of the brave, they have Mothers Against Drunk Driving just announcing today in a press release, oh, they just thought of it. Oh, it's independent from the grassroots organization that they want these passive breathalyzers in all the cars. But then you read deeper, they go, oh, we're so lucky Toyota and Mercedes-Benz are already putting this on their new luxury cars on their top of the line. We'd like a federal and state laws that everyone has to have this. We'd like it immediately. And the insurance companies announce all by accident on the same day, of course. Again, all triangulating against the people. Oh, we'll give you an insurance discount if you have it. Oh, well, why shouldn't I have it put on then? Oh, and then they announce, oh, the new GPS units will come with one standard, so it won't even cost you any extra. Oh, the new cars come with it, no extra. Oh, just OnStar comes standard now on the GMs. Oh, and the government admits they use it to randomly listen to you. Oh, and they're using your cell phones to listen to you. Oh, and to track you for traffic. Oh, and to give you tickets when you speed. Oh, and you see, it's a total surveillance grid. Remember four summers ago now, time flies. It's almost 2007, folks. Can you believe that? 32 children died in one summer because, and a lot of their parents were on Prozac, and that puts you in a mesmerized, daydreaming brainwave state. But I did see in the news that a lot of them, they would argue in court because they were on those drugs. They would just walk into the Circuit City or walk into the Walmart or walk into work and leave the toddler to roast. To roast. And so what is the answer? Oh, infrared cameras that scan for movement in the car. And it has, again, an AI built-in system. This is all technology developed by the government decades ago. It sees movement in the car. The infrared camera is, you can go pull, this is Newsweek magazine, by the way. It's going to be standard now. It's coming into the new cars here in the next 2 years. They announced within 6 years, and that was 3-4 years ago, so it should be, and they're now announcing it's going to happen. The infrared watches, and if the car goes over 95 degrees and there's someone moving in it, it dials the police. And by the way, it will save children, but all cars will have cameras. And guess where they hook into? Via the cell phone system that's standard with all the OnStar cars and all the other variants. It hooks into the emergency management centers paid for by the feds in 99 in every major city, medium-sized cities, and then regionally in between four or five small towns, they'll always have one, usually two or three counties sharing it in rural areas, and a CIA officer with Homeland Security sits over that integration facility, what they're really called, threat assessment emergency bunker compound. You know it as traffic management when they show you the big cameras and the big TV screens and people walking around. Well, it does have that use, too, you see. It's a total federalization surveillance command base. Imagine a science fiction movie 20 years ago where you type into a computer and it punches up every car, where you can look at every person, where you can, I mean, this is it, folks. And they're going to use it. They're going to shut your cars down when they're hunting you down. It's going to be hell. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-03-4438.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
I want to play the Fox News hit piece against this, but I want to go to your calls first, because I would imagine that Bart and Wayne and Stewart and Kyle and Russell, I would imagine you're calling in about Mothers Against Drunk Driving being used as the front group to come out and say, oh, we just got this new idea today. We want breathalyzers in all the cars standard. And, oh, don't worry. Four of the big manufacturers are already putting it on their high-end vehicles. And, oh, there's all these other systems. Again, your cell phone listens to you. It tracks you down to a few feet. I've been telling you that for 10 years. Now it's mainstream news. I told you they use the cell phone to track you down the road. Now they're announcing, oh, yeah, the emergency management centers do track that, but it's just for traffic. Remember when they put the cameras up, it was just for traffic? Now it's for fighting terror and crime. Crime is terror, by the way. You hear that every day on the news. They're now mixing the two. You see how they do it? And then, oh, the cell phone, oh, yeah, we are going to use that to track you. Oh, but if you have nothing to hide, you know, let us go ahead and do it. But then the government itself saw secret, running giant white slavery rings, running drugs, putting poisons in our water supply by design, putting heavy metals in the children's vaccines. You know, that's really the basis of all of this. You can be a control freak out there, a person who doesn't know history and common sense, and say, well, if, you know, 40% of the accidents are drunk drivers, and by the way, half of those are illegal aliens, but nobody talks about stopping the real problem. And that's an official number, by the way, in the Southwest. That's not a national number, but in Texas, California, Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, right at half. I was looking it up. 45% in some areas, 54 in others. they were announcing it on the local news this morning that they were having to admit that, yes, well, half of it is the precious illegals, and people were calling into the show going, how dare you be racist and read those statistics? It's the facts. I mean, you got a bunch of people never took driver safety, totally drunk, driving around like a bunch of psychopaths. I've been bumped by them twice in you know, parking lots. And they just go, no insurance, run off. I mean, you know, this is, we've all experienced it, but I'm digressing. Excuse me. The point here is you can't trust this government to wipe its own nose. And of course, that sounds like I'm saying they're incompetent. Oh, they're incompetent at certain levels, but at the highest levels, they're totally evil. And you want the government to have the least control over your life it can, as the founders said, as history shows, as common sense demonstrates. But it's not invasion of the body snatchers, it's invasion of the sheeple. I mean, what's happened to our country? It's just, they put all these prominent people up on TV to tell us toll roads are good, inspection stickers with tracker chips to tax us and track us are good, breathalyzers on all the cars are good. I mean, I know Sergeant Sam Cox with the local KLBJ show. He wasn't like that 5 years ago. It's like it's invasion of the sheeple. It's like they got him. They ate his brain. Well, no, it's just he goes along with the police union who he used to work with. He goes along with the system. He knows how to go up the ladder. He just says, yes, 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 yes. It's called selling out. Yes, 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 yes. That's just all they do. Yes, 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 yes. They just say yes, yes, yes to everything. And he was laughing and freaking out and calling me extreme because I don't think we should all be treated as if we're criminals until proven innocent. And then he goes, hey, driving is a privilege, boy. Well, actually, Sergeant Sam, the Supreme Court rulings stated that the general, that is regular conveyances, horse and buggies, trains, things like that, was not a privilege. It was a right. But they tricked everybody and said, well, these new motor cars are tearing up the roads, and they put newspaper ads in and said they're causing a problem. Let's charge them a small little tax. Most areas it was like 25 cents to get a little paper license that they go and they get. Because it's a privilege to use those. And here we are today, and now they told us we didn't own the roads we paid for. Now they tell us we didn't have a right, and now they go, you don't have a right to those roads. We're going to give it to a Spanish company. You see how that works? If we're not the bosses, if we're not the sovereigns, somebody else is. And I see these media whores everywhere. But why do people put up with it? I mean, it's not a radical position that I'm taking that I don't think we should all have to breathalyzer in every new car, but it isn't going to stop there. The unit made by U.S. and Japanese companies, because two different major companies are putting in these cars, both units have cameras in them hooked into the cell phone that's in your GPS, hooked in to the police department, the emergency center, the surveillance. I've already talked about it. I cannot believe this has happened. I mean, I can. I knew it was coming, but they're now doing it. New tech push against drunk driving. That's CBS News. Here's another one. New strategies to thwart drunken driving. Cars can be fitted with devices that sense alcohol levels. See, first it's, oh, multiple offenders. Then it's first-time offenders. Then it's everybody. You see, that's like putting someone on a sex, that's like putting every man on a sex offender list. I mean, that's what it is. In fact, that ought to be the headline. It's the equivalent of putting every man in America to be put on a sex offender list because, well, you know, millions of men are sex offenders. They've raped or they've molested or they've done something. Doesn't matter that more than half of them were 18, had a 17 or 16-year-old girlfriend, and really aren't sex offenders. That doesn't matter. Okay, we got millions of men who are sex offenders. Let's just put everybody. And some women are sex offenders, too. Not as many, but some are. Let's just put all you on the list. You see, that's, and by the way, they'll probably do that, too. You see, we're all going to have social workers in our houses. We're all going to get monthly visits. We're all going to be surveilled. They're going to force us to take hundreds of vaccines. This is their official plan. Do you understand? Mayday, 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 mayday. And all the corporation's got to do is go out and hire people that have the same view as they do. And they just put them in the media, and they just sit up there, and yeah, we're all guilty. Yeah, we need to be surveilled. That same talk show host, and the other host was bringing it up a month ago, and I was listening to it the morning, he said it, said we need helicopters looking through everybody's walls, that it doesn't violate the Fourth Amendment. Hey, man, that isn't America, and it's un-American. And again, you're not going to get security out of that. Any place they've tried things like this, you get hell on earth. I mean, I got footage in Houston with peaceful protesters sitting on the sidewalk, and the police are riding over them with their horses. But in the 60s, people got upset about it. Now they put it on the news and say, ah, big deal. Or they taser you, and 15 seconds later taser you again because you won't get up because you can't get up. Again, they're setting all these precedents. Oh, you're kissing on an airplane, 20 years in prison. Oh, you're praying on a street corner in Philadelphia, 47 years in prison. That's what they went for. Praying on a street corner. I mean, folks, this isn't a joke. The economy is prisons and military sales. And most of the new funds, the grants they're giving students at the colleges, most of the new ones are for Homeland Security. I mean, they got major colleges now where a third of the classes are Homeland Security. They're going to make the new economy where if you want a job, you got to do it. It's like a Kurt Vonnegut book. Which one was it? Slaughterhouse-Five? No. It was the one where it was a science fiction one he wrote. I read it like 15 years ago. Where like half the people are guards, the other half are prisoners. I mean, this is sick, folks. This is sick. And it's mechanized. It's focused. They know what they're doing. Let's go to calls quickly. Bart in Texas. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Well, if you recall, right after the Democrats, got their little victory, you put a call out to all of us to redouble our efforts to try and get the message out about 9/11. And I've been working on a short music video film that features you that does just that. And if it's okay with you, I'd like to give the address where people can go and watch that.
Yeah, have you sent us an email link to it yet?
No, I spent the whole weekend uploading it to Google, to Yahoo, just posting it out there.
No, man, I mean, just so you know, other than just plugging it on radio, which most people don't write it down, don't remember it, the best thing you can do to get your site linked is send emails to big sites.
Okay, no,
that
I'll
is, that is send an email. Send an email with the address, but go ahead and tell us the address.
The address is www.mkultra.tv. It's a free site. I don't make any money off that site.
That's fine, sir. We don't care. You're here plugging.
Okay,
it's fine
that.
To plug. It's just incredibly boring.
I understand. But just get that out. Fight the info war. Send out as many of your videos, as many of these videos, as much information as we can overload the system right now. That's what it's
no,
about.
No, I agree. Just send us an email so we can link to it, mkultra.tv.
Yes, sir, and I'll have that to you this afternoon.
Okay, Bart, thanks a lot. Let's talk to Wayne in Texas. Wayne, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, man? Good job.
Thank you. I'm doing a national radio show. What's up with you?
I know. I'm sorry you're in a dark mood today, but I had an idea. I'm the guy that did the... I don't know if you got a chance to see it. I did that little Hank Hill clip.
Oh, yeah, speaking of video activism, great job. And I told my guys to link to it. I don't think it ever happened. Tell folks how you re-edited Hank Hill to talk about the New World Order.
Well, I just basically just took the words out and put my own words in. It was pretty easy. But what I wanted to do is take their propaganda that they're using against us, because you notice how they portray Dale Dribble as a conspiracy theorist. As a little cockroach killer, they try and make you look like you're not worth anything. But basically what I did is I had an idea for you. Maybe you could add a section to your website where people could go and they could on like a membership-based thing and they could actually upload their videos and all that to your
site. I've been desperately trying to do that for 6 months and we're just so busy, but that is something we're going to be doing in the near future.
I mean, you could start your own little squadron of vigilante reporters.
I understand it's a great idea, sir. We're desperately trying to do it.
Well, I could help with that. I've been a web designer for 12 years.
You know what? Send me your information. In fact, anybody that wants to help us with this project that's coming up, you can send it to ryan@infowars.com, aaron@infowars.com, kevin@infowars.com. And you better duplicate on each email to make sure I end up getting it. And because we saw your Hank Hill thing, we didn't link to it. I don't know why. And Well, see, there's a primitive thing that happens, and it happens here in my office, too. And I tend to do it, and I appreciate your call, sir. We tend to think because we personally around the office talk about something that that fights the New World Order. That having a discussion about something and going, look at this, but see, I realize the entire fight is outside this office. The entire fight is about getting the information out to the people. The entire fight is about how we interface with the public. So, yes, we'll get that video up. Thank you for doing it. Who's up next here? Stuart in Florida, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Look, on the DUI and the drunk driving, I used to listen to a drunk driving attorney recently who used to host a show about once a week. And he's one of the most successful in the state of Florida. And he was saying that when it comes to drunk driving, it ranked way down the list of the most dangerous activities on the road, and that number one was speeding. And what was interesting about it is that with speeding, you consciously know you're breaking the law, and with drunk driving, you think you're all right and you can do it. So I thought that was...
No, that's right. I've seen all the statistics, and look, over 200,000 people die from getting the wrong drug prescriptions or drug interactions. Close to 300,000 die from malpractice, and a fraction of that die in drunk driving. It's mothers against drunk driving, which is really mothers against freedom, are out there feeling good on their holy jihad, their holy crusade, and they're calling for random police checkpoints. You know what? I have drunk some in the past, you know, back in college quite a bit. I don't even drink anymore. Well, every once in a while I slip up and drink a beer, but I don't even do that anymore because they'll take you to jail for one beer. And you know what? If they're going to claim I've been drinking, they're going to have to frame me.
Yeah. Alex, one more point a little off topic is, you know, I was concerned about the military and where is the military supposed to defend the country against, you know, enemies domestic and as well as foreign. And in that context, I was wondering if you'd consider having Don DeGrand Prey on sometime.
Yeah, I have had him on many times over the years. I don't think he's in too good a health right now, but I appreciate your call. Who's up after him? Russell in Florida, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you today?
Fine, sir, go ahead.
Alex, you know, talking about the surveillance society, when we were out in New York for the 9/11 fifth anniversary, did you see any of those listening plates or those weird objects, those plates that were up on top of all the buildings? That seemed to run right down to the AT&T Long Lines building, which is really CIA headquarters in New York.
Well, I mean, I know there's surveillance grids and antennas and all over the place. I mean, it's not they don't hide it. And they were cops with listening devices and cameras everywhere. Got to watch these evil Americans, but keep that border wide open and let drunk driver illegals smash into whoever they want because they're God.
Well, you Prison Planet picked up on a story about a month and a half ago about these listening plates, and you know they're putting them all over the place. And I'd really like to know what the heck they are. Are they listening devices that they can listen to? You know, the computers are listening to people in the streets for keywords. Are they picking up cell phones?
Well, sir, they don't hide the fact that the feds have put cameras and microphones up in every major city. There's over 1,000 microphones in Austin, sir.
Well, yeah, I know, but I mean it's just so out in the open and. And like your
hey man, land of the cowards, home of the slaves. But the incredible thing is, and there were cops calling into the show this morning who were admitting that there are illegal aliens who'll get arrested 3-4 times. They just give fake names to the judges and were released. And just like they give them bank accounts with no ID, they give them home loans with no ID. But the scum slaves, that's us, the pathetic. I mean, we are pathetic though. We deserve it. They're asking for it.
We have to jump through hoops while the...
You don't hear mothers against drunk driving saying crack down on illegals because they're a front group to push a police state. Half of the drunk driving is the illegal aliens.
I hear you. Hey, I got something I want to ask you about ManCal.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is ManCal... You know, ManCal did such a horrible job with Kevin that, you know, and I'm probably in the minority that might think this, but could ManCal be on our side? Could he really be throwing the ball game, so to speak, on Fox?
You know, he did such a horrible job that I think he threw it. And that's why I've known him for years. I've met with him a few times personally. And I really do think he knows the truth and has a conscience, and I don't think he's going to end up getting a show on Fox because of it, because even though he lied about us, said horrible things about us, we timed it out. He let Kevin talk 52%, actually, a listener did the calculation, 52-point-something% of the time, and it was actually fair compared to normal Fox, where they scream over you and don't let you talk.
That's right, Alex, and he knows that you're not a kook. He knows you're a genius, really, and he knows that what you're saying is backed up by facts.
Hey, look, I'm not a genius, man. They've been putting cameras up and microphones since 98 in Austin. I'm not a genius to think that we shouldn't have guilty until proven innocent.
I say you're a genius, Alex, because your recall is fantastic. It's wonderful, okay?
Well, it's
you're
not always accurate. It used to be 100%, but I'm after the age 30, you start having massive brain cell death, and actually my computer is degraded. So don't always believe everything I say. We attempt to tell the truth, but we've only got about 99% accuracy. Anything else?
He knows that you're factual on this stuff, and I really think he did such a botched job that
I hear you. We got to jump.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
I'm not trying to take it out on anybody, but I feel like I could take on about 15 people right now. I mean, I mean, our country's gone, land of the coward, home of the slaves, home of the pathetic, stupid, dumbed down, overweight, myself included, just idiots. We had it so good, folks, and now a bunch of out-of-control criminals are running absolutely roughshod over us, and I love my family, and all I see is a bad future for them. I mean, a really bad future. Now, here's Planet Mancow, a few minutes of it. We'll play the rest later in the next hour. We'll analyze it. I'll play it actually into the next segment. This is Fox News, Saturday night. He introduces Kevin out of the gates, claims we're just trying to make money. That's why we put it on Google Video. That's why we put it up for free. That's why we sell it so cheap on Amazon and basically make nothing. We spend almost all the money that comes in here in the fight. I could care less about possessions. I care about ideas. I care about the mystery and wonder of life. I care about standing up against bullies. No, it's Fox News that wants to make the money to get the ratings out of shows like this. It's Fox News that is producing and selling and promoting the book about O.J. killing his wife. You sickos. Let's go ahead and play it.
And joining me here on the grassy knoll is Kevin Smith, who has one of those websites, Infowars.com, and a firefighter that was actually there. This thing is big business. This is Brian Harvey. Brian, what do you think about this guy making money off this tragedy?
Well, I can't say I support people making money off of the country's worst tragedy to hit on mainland. I just think that if people want to make movies or write books, as long as special attention is made to detail and keeping the conspiracy theories and the political rhetoric down and take it off the whole movie project or the book project, it's nothing wrong with telling it how it went. It was an attack on our country by terrorists. They believe, they're passionate about what they believe, mm-hmm. and they want other people to join on board.
So you think
them.
He really believes this? You don't think he's just some nut trying to make a buck?
I can't say that. I don't know him well enough to say that. But
well, I can assure you I'm not getting rich over this. Mm-hmm. I make a salary just like anybody else with a job. I report for Infowars.com. Alex Jones is...
Stop right there for a minute. Back it up a second. Okay, you've got him selling. News Corp puts out the OJ book, If I Did It. Sick. Anybody that buys it, sick. Larry Silverstein makes over $7 billion off a $190-something million investment on buying the towers, leasing them 2 months before. He made his first payment. That's all. It's like you make a first payment on your house and burn it down and get a $100,000 insurance policy. Basically what happened. And the New World Order makes hundreds of billions off the war, grabs trillions of oil, no bid contracts. They're the ones making money off this. They're the ones, all they care about is this life. All they care about is power and strutting around and acting cool. I can't stand it. I am the opposite of these people. I'm not of the world, ladies and gentlemen. And by that, I'm in it, but I'm not of it. You think I care about all these baubles and trinkets and they claim we're doing that? When I beat my brains out to fight the New World Order? Almost no leisure time because I'm so committed. Again, they accuse us of what they are, a bunch of whores. Go ahead. We don't have time. We'll break, come back, play some more of it. He goes on for like 8 more minutes. Oh, it's just lie upon twisting upon twisting. I just don't think Mancow's heart's in it. I don't even think he's, quote, a good guy. It's more like he's just an entertainer and deep down knows the truth. It's sick. Just wait. It gets powerful.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.